More Idaho Matters right now. When you look at a flower, you can usually tell if it looks healthy or if it's on its last leaves. But what exactly makes it a good flower, and how does it stand out from the rest? Some experts in our region have it down to a science. The Mountain West News Bureau's Emma Van De 90 visited their garden to watch the process.
It's early morning, and the air smells sweet in the flower garden in Fort Collins, Colorado. Horticulturalist Chad Miller from Colorado State University directs a group of master gardeners around the large pots and long planted rows of flowers.
Have we decided to move to number two?
They move from one color of the rainbow to another. But this is no stop and smell the flowers moment. They're judging the best flowers out of more than 1,100 plant varieties. Some are even touching the leaves.
Vote for hot-blooded. Comments.
Still blooming.
Still blooming.
Bright red flower.
Super duper uniform.
It's all part of Miller's work at the university's annual trial garden. The goal is to figure out which plants are the sturdiest, healthiest, and most well-liked among experts and consumers, so companies know what to sell.
They can see plant X doesn't do as well here, so maybe that's not something they don't want to invest in the production side of, right?
Here's how the garden works. Around 25 companies, including Syngenta and Proven Winners, submit plants they want to test. Then, student interns and volunteer gardeners go out to plant in May and wait to see what happens. Undergrad student Tate Erickson helps with the initial observations. He says that with the cooler, rainier weather this year, generally, the plants have not grown bigger or developed more flowers.
You see it in the plants because they're not pushing out as big of leaves or they're not as, like, floriferous.
In August, master gardeners rate each plant from 1 to 5. They'll ask questions like, is it sturdy? Does it have any Japanese beetles or diseases? Or is the color fading? Patty Bodwell is a master gardener who helped with judging.
You just kind of look at the plant overall and say, is it healthy or not? And kind of my thing, the way I judge it, is would I buy it and put it in my garden?
The university also has a consumer day where anyone can weigh in on what they like, gardener or not. Miller and his team then tally up the results and mark the top 5 in each section with flags for reevaluation. They write detailed comments about the winners.
Blue as the sky.
And then share the results publicly next spring. The garden started back in the 70s on a small plot near Colorado State Stadium. It only had about 100 varieties, but it didn't take long before industry interest grew, and so did the garden. Now, it's one of the largest university trial gardens in the nation, with around 18,000 plants. And it isn't just for Colorado gardeners.
We have become basically a regional trial.
That's Jim Klett, who preceded Miller as trial garden coordinator and worked at the university for 44 years. He says the unique Rocky Mountain climate can help predict how well flowers would do in other areas of the region.
In Colorado, like the day we have today, it's beautiful blue sky, generally low humidity and high light intensity. So it's a great place basically where you can essentially grow and evaluate annuals.
Erickson has seen growers from Montana and other states eyeing the garden as these plants go through everything. That includes hail, temperature fluctuations, and the town's elevation of 5,000 feet.
You kind of stress them out a lot, and then you see them come out of it. And so Colorado here, it's like these plants are resilient if they can upstand to this.
This year, the best new variety was the Begonia Stonehedge, and the best novelty plant went to the Centaurea Chrome Fountain. But gardeners and consumers agreed that the best in show was the apricot tricolor dahlia. With its pink gradient color, lack of pests, and abundance of pollinators, it was extremely popular. Miller and his team hope to build out the garden with even more varieties soon. For now, they'll keep experimenting so the public can have better, stronger flowers in their own backyards.
People really kind of see the garden in a different way when they know that it's not just like a display. There's more like kind of research and information behind it.
Erickson says he wouldn't be surprised if some of these flowers end up on the shelves of garden centers in the spring. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Emma Van De 90.
Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now, we're taking center stage.
Introducing NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, a collection of Black-led stories from NPR's podcasts. Search NPR Black Stories, Black Truths wherever you get your podcasts.